Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Have you ever felt as if the years have slipped through your fingers like grains of sand? Each moment seemingly lost and irrecoverable? Well, I am here to reassure you that all is not lost. Indeed, God is in the business of redeeming time and transforming our seemingly lost moments into seasons of growth and blessing. So today, let us explore a profound promise held within the scriptures, a promise of restoration and renewal. Just as an architect restores a crumbling historic building to its original glory, meticulously preserving and enhancing its beauty and strength, so too does God restore our lives. He rebuilds us from our brokenness, reinforcing our foundations in Him, and beautifying our spirits so that we may stand resilient and renewed. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, Joel 2, verse 25, promises us, "I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten." This verse assures us of God's power to redeem and restore what was lost, preparing us to embrace the fullness of His restorative grace in our lives. I want to remind you that each day is a gift, an opportunity to learn, grow, and prepare for the renewal God offers. And I am so excited about this inspirational message because it underscores a profound truth that no matter the depth of our loss, or the length of time spent in difficult seasons, God's promise of restoration stands firm. My friends, this means that hope is always alive. Praise God. And renewal is not just possible, but assured for those who trust in Him. Isaiah 61 verse 7 tells us, "Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor, and instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs." So, this passage promises that God not only restores, but enriches our lives, replacing past hurts or loss with double the blessings and joy. What a mighty God we serve. Over the next few moments, I will share 10 essential signs that may indicate God's readiness to restore the years that seemed lost. Sign number 1, renewed hope. Do you wake up feeling a sense of purpose, a whisper in your heart that something good is about to happen? This renewed sense of hope is often the first sign that God is working to restore your wasted years. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 assures us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." When hope blossoms in your heart, it's a signal that God is mending the past's disappointments and setting the stage for a brighter future. In our daily walk, this hope is not just a fleeting feeling, but a steadfast anchor. It is the light that pierces through the darkest clouds, revealing paths where once there were obstacles. This hope does not deny the pain of lost years. Rather, it transforms our understanding allowing us to see every setback as a setup for a comeback. As we nurture this hope, we begin to see opportunities where others see closure. Each morning brings a new promise, each conversation a potential for redemption. Such hope is contagious. It uplifts not only our spirits, but also those around us. Remember, the renewal of hope is your first indication that God is skillfully orchestrating the details of your life with His grace. Sign number 2, unforeseen opportunities. Have you recently encountered opportunities that seem to appear out of nowhere? These unexpected chances to grow, to learn, or to advance are another sign that God is restoring what was once considered lost time. Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This promise from God indicates that even in the most unlikely circumstances, He is paving the way for new beginnings. When these opportunities arise, they often come disguised as ordinary interactions or coincidences. However, they are far from random. They are divinely placed in our path to propel us forward. Each new challenge or opportunity is a stepping stone, carefully set by God's hand, leading us toward our destiny. Embracing these chances requires faith and a readiness to step out into the unknown, trusting that God has prepared the way for us. Also, as we accept these opportunities, we find that they are perfectly suited to our needs and often arrive at just the right moment. They serve not only to propel us forward, but also to restore the years that might have been consumed by inaction or misdirection. Each positive step taken in faith is a step away from our past limitations and a move towards the abundant life that God promises. These unforeseen opportunities encourage us not to dwell on our past failures, but to focus on the current paths opening up before us. They remind us that God is always at work, creating pathways in places we once thought were unreachable. With each new opportunity, He is affirming His plans for our lives, plans to prosper us, to give us hope and a future. Sign number 3, increased resilience. Do you find yourself bouncing back from setbacks faster than before, or standing stronger in the face of adversity? This increased resilience is a clear indicator that God is strengthening you as part of His restoration plan. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 reminds us, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." This divine assurance is not just about overcoming challenges. It's about transforming our very nature, making us sturdier and more adaptable in our faith journey. Resilience is not simply about returning to our original form after being bent or stretched. It's about evolving into a version of ourselves that is even more aligned with God's purpose. This growth often occurs in the least expected ways, through trials that seem designed to break us. Yet, it is within these very trials that God's grace operates most visibly, strengthening our character and deepening our faith. As we develop this resilience, we also discover a new sense of peace in dealing with life's ups and downs. We no longer fear the unknown as intensely, nor do we dread potential failures, because we recognize them as opportunities for divine intervention and growth. Our increased resilience is a testament to the years that God is redeeming, therefore transforming what we once perceived as lost time into a period of invaluable spiritual strengthening. Sign number 4, deeper connections. Have you noticed a deepening of relationships around you, where conversations and bonds seem to grow more significant and spiritually rich? This strengthening of ties is another sign that God is restoring your wasted years, transforming shallow interactions into profound connections. Ecclesiastes 4 verses 9 to 10 tells us, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, and has not another to lift him up." This passage highlights the importance of strong, supportive relationships in God's plan for our lives. As we experience restoration, God often brings people into our lives who encourage and challenge us to grow spiritually. These relationships are far from superficial. They are divine appointments designed to help us recover from past isolation or loneliness. Through these connections, we share burdens, joys, and spiritual growth, making each interaction a step toward recovery and wholeness. My friends, as our relationships deepen, we find ourselves more open and vulnerable, which leads to more authentic interactions. This vulnerability is not a weakness, but a strength that fosters greater understanding and compassion among friends and family. It's through these strengthened bonds that we find the support system necessary to navigate life's challenges. A clear sign that God is repairing the foundation of our social lives, once weakened by time and circumstance. These deeper connections also serve a higher purpose. They prepare us to be the hands and feet of Jesus in the lives of others. By offering support, understanding, and unconditional love, we emulate Christ's love. And through these acts, we not only receive restoration, but also become agents of restoration in the lives of others. Sign number 5, clarity of purpose. Have you recently experienced a moment of clarity that redefined your life's direction, as if a fog had lifted and your path was suddenly clear? This clarity of purpose is a powerful sign that God is restoring your wasted years, aligning your passions and talents with His divine plan. Proverbs 19, verse 21, teaches us, "There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand." This wisdom reassures us that while we may have many ideas and dreams, it is God's purpose for us that ultimately prevails. As we gain clarity, the confusion and doubt that once clouded our decisions begin to dissipate. We start to understand more deeply, not just what we are doing, but why we are doing it. This understanding fuels our commitment to our goals and energizes our daily efforts. It's as if each step we take is guided by a newfound light, making our paths more purposeful and our choices more impactful. My friends, this clarity often comes after periods of prayer and reflection, suggesting that our closer communion with God is key to understanding His will for our lives. As we align our will with God's, our decisions begin to reflect not just our desires, but His desires for us. This renewed clarity of purpose also infuses us with a sense of urgency and determination, knowing that our actions are aligned with God's plan. We move with conviction and confidence, leaving behind the indecision that once stalled our progress. Each decision and action becomes an expression of our faith, a testament to the restoration that God is performing in our lives. Sign number 6, joy in the ordinary. Do you find yourself discovering joy in daily activities that previously felt tedious or uninspiring? This newfound delight in the ordinary aspects of life signals that God is restoring your sense of wonder and gratitude, turning routine into rejuvenation. Nehemiah 8 verse 10 reminds us, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." This scripture emphasizes that our strength does not come from the excitement of extraordinary events, but from the joy found in God's presence, even in the ordinary moments. As we start to see the hand of God in everyday situations, tasks that once seemed ordinary are transformed into opportunities for worship and thanksgiving. Whether it's doing household chores, driving to work, or interacting with neighbors, each moment becomes a chance to connect with God and appreciate His constant involvement in our lives. This shift in perspective is a clear indicator that God is healing the years spent overlooking His daily blessings. This joy in the ordinary also fosters a resilient spirit. When we find happiness in the simple things, we are less likely to be shaken by turmoil or disruptions. Our daily routine becomes a reflection of our deep-rooted faith, demonstrating that our contentment is not dependent on external circumstances, but on our relationship with God. Sign number 7, enhanced spiritual sensitivity. Have you noticed an increased awareness of God's presence and guidance in your life? Like a heightened sensitivity to the spiritual realm? This enhanced spiritual sensitivity is a clear indication that God is restoring not just your time, but also your connection with Him. Psalm 85, verse 8 says, "I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace to His people and to His saints, but let them not turn back to folly." This verse underscores the importance of listening and being receptive to God's voice as a fundamental aspect of our spiritual restoration. As we grow more attuned to the spiritual dimensions of our existence, we begin to discern God's voice more clearly in our daily lives. Whether through scripture, prayer, or the quiet moments of reflection, this increased spiritual sensitivity allows us to perceive divine directions and reassurances that we might have previously missed. It's as if our spiritual antennas have been fine-tuned, enabling us to pick up on the subtle frequencies of God's guidance and wisdom. This deeper spiritual connection also prompts us to be more obedient to God's commands. With greater clarity comes a stronger conviction to follow His teachings and lead a life that reflects His love and righteousness. Sign number 8, freedom from past burdens. Have you felt a recent lifting of burdens that have long weighed on your heart? A sense of freedom from past regrets or pains? This liberation is a powerful sign that God is actively working to restore your peace and release you from the chains of your past. Galatians 5 verse 1 encourages us, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." This scripture calls us to embrace the freedom that Christ offers and to move forward without the constraints of our past mistakes. As we experience this freedom, it often feels as if a heavy weight has been removed from our shoulders. We find ourselves more capable of living in the present, engaging fully with the joys and challenges of today, without being haunted by our past. This freedom allows us to breathe more deeply, to love more freely, and to engage in life with a renewed vigor and enthusiasm. Sign number 9, a return to your first love. Do you find yourself rediscovering the passion and zeal for God that you once had at the beginning of your faith journey. This rekindling of your first love for God is a profound indication that He is restoring your spiritual vitality and drawing you closer to Him. Revelation 2, verse 4 admonishes us, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love." This reminder challenges us to return to the depth of devotion we initially had, reigniting our commitment and vigor for the Lord. As this first love is reawakened, you might notice an increased desire to engage with the Holy Spirit, to dive deeper into God's Word, and to spend more time in prayer. These are not just routine activities, but become vibrant expressions of your love and dedication to God. This renewed passion often leads to a more profound understanding of His will and a clearer sense of His presence in your life. Furthermore, returning to our first love for God helps us to prioritize our lives in a way that honors Him. We become more discerning about how we spend our time and resources, choosing to invest in what has eternal value rather than temporary satisfaction. This realignment with our spiritual beginnings not only enriches our own lives, but also sets a compelling example for those watching our journey. And sign number 10, heightened spiritual discernment. Have you noticed an increased ability to distinguish truth from deception, or to understand deeply what is spiritually right and beneficial? This heightened spiritual discernment is a key sign that God is restoring and refining your spiritual senses, equipping you with wisdom to navigate the complexities of life. Hebrews 5, verse 14 describes this well. "But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil." This scripture highlights the importance of mature spiritual perception, which comes from a deep, ongoing relationship with God. As this discernment deepens, it alters how we perceive and interact with the world around us. Decisions become clearer, and the choices we make are more aligned with God's will. This ability is not just about avoiding negative influences. It's about actively seeking and promoting God's truth in our daily actions and relationships. This sharpened spiritual insight also protects us. It serves as a shield against misleading teachings and harmful philosophies that can derail our faith. By strengthening our discernment, God ensures that we are not just passive followers, but active and informed participants in our spiritual journey. As we reflect on the many ways God is working to restore what was lost in our lives, let this heightened spiritual awareness inspire you to trust more deeply in His direction. Let us hold steadfast in our faith, confident in God's promise to restore and rejuvenate every aspect of our lives. May we be empowered by His grace and guided by His loving hand. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, majestic and almighty God, I come before you with a heart full of praise, acknowledging your sovereignty over all creation. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Your greatness is unsearchable. Your power is unparalleled, and your glory fills the heavens and the earth. I worship you, O Lord, for you alone are worthy of all honor and praise. I exalt you as the God who restores, the Redeemer of our lost years, and the healer of our broken spirits. In your boundless mercy, you make all things new and bring forth life from the ashes of our past. I am grateful that you can transform sorrow into joy, and you can turn our mourning into dancing. You lift us from the depths of despair and crown us with love and compassion. Your promises rejuvenate our weary souls, and your touch rekindles the flame of hope within us. Lord, I thank you for your unfailing love and faithfulness. Thank you for the countless blessings you have poured into my life, for the air I breathe, and for the hope that I have in Christ Jesus. Thank you for being my refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. I am grateful for your merciful hand that has guided and sustained me. Forgive me, Lord, for my sins and for the times I have strayed from your path. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and help me to forgive others as you have forgiven me. O Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. I choose to walk in forgiveness and grace, extending love to those around me. Father, I am grateful to know that the years that felt lost are being restored. I rebuke every plan of the enemy to steal, kill, or destroy the divine purpose you have for my life. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of confusion and every force that seeks to derail my destiny. I declare freedom from past burdens. Lord, empower me to seize the opportunities you provide for my future, to grow in resilience, and to cherish the relationships you restore. Bless me abundantly and extend these blessings to my loved ones. I pray for healing spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Guard us against the attacks of the enemy, protect our coming and going, and let no evil befall us. Surround us with your angels, and may your Holy Spirit dwell within us, guiding and comforting us in all our ways. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking you to pour out your Spirit upon us. Fill us with your peace. Grant us your wisdom and lead us in paths of righteousness. Let us experience the fullness of your restoration, and may our lives reflect the beauty of your holiness. As we come together in your presence, Lord, we claim victory over every challenge. In the name of Jesus, we declare healing for our bodies and our minds. We thank you for the shield of protection you have placed around us, for the joy of your salvation, and for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Renew our strength, invigorate our spirits, and let our lives be testimonies of your enduring grace. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done on earth and in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.